This is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies, obviously, it's a silly, haha, goofy time. We spoil, we jump topics. It's an ADHD person's dream. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
What's happening? Why isn't it working? Oh, no.
I'll pretend like I don't know that's going to happen.
Oh, my God. There's smoke everywhere. Oh, no. We're going to set off a fire alarm.
Woo.
I'll keep trying it.
Woo. Fire alarms sound like, right?
It might have to. It feels warm. It might have to cool down. That's okay. Either way.
I can't believe it.
Much smoke. Wow. There we go.
It's so
just a delayed reaction. It's fine. This is great.
Can you do this the whole show? I like this. This is moody.
Kind of my mood. It's awful though, because I'm trying to take screen grabs. It's like the coloring is so different because it'll just be on me or just be on you, and we'll just be totally like we'll be totally different colors. We like to change. It's so eerie. I love it.
It's really heavy this time.
Wow. We're going to set off some alarm. I love it. Bring it on.
That's why the old school sports photographs look so moody, right?
Right.
Because everyone in the room is smoking cigarettes.
So much haze. And it's more fun that way, though.
Yeah.
But you guys are probably wondering, who's this person? Well, she's an awesome human, first of all. We've been friends for... who knows how long? We're not really sure exactly. but the smoke, for those audio people, the smoke, the fog machine's kind of did a fart. But it's comedian Amber Easton.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited you're on.
I love the show.
I love you. She also, if our lovely other producer, Kita, can't be here. She helps out. So thank you also for helping out, because that means the world.
I'm glad to anytime. This is one of the greatest shows on the internet.
Wow.
And I don't mind saying that.
That's crazy. I'm going to clip that. clip that, adding it to the trailer.
Okay.
This is the greatest show to the internet. Yep, thank you. So are you a horror fan?
Yes. But I wasn't always.
Okay.
I was really, really, really afraidy before. Because I think I'd see... There's no censoring any movies when I was growing up. So I'd probably seen too much too soon. Mm-hmm. I got really freaked out.
Yeah.
To the point where arachnophobia, everything scared me.
Yeah. Arachnophobia is spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I checked my slippers relentlessly from like toddlerhood till age... five.
I still do, because so I find spiders in my shoes a lot.
No,
honestly, I have.
No.
Yeah, no, literally, especially if you haven't worn them in a while, you should give them a quick swipe. Can you just give it a quick swipe? Because
just invite them into your hand,
Like anything, dump it, like do whatever you have to do. Because yeah. I put my foot in a shoe and I'm like, why do I feel like something's crawling around? And it's been a spider, and it's happened at least 3 times in my life, and I am always terrified. I was better than you.
Wow. That's good advice.
Yeah.
I don't kill them though when I find them.
Okay. I, especially in my apartment, I don't kill them. I vacuum them up.
Who knows what happens after you vacuum them up?
That's not my problem. It's they're in a vacuum. I don't care.
It's up to them to survive.
It's also because they're like, it's my problems. My vacuum is full of spiders.
Where do you live? I live in a spider web.
I am the spider. I'm on the ground floor, and I think it's worse because it's my bedroom window. There's a huge spider web outside my bedroom window, and I think the spiders come in through there.
Same.
And I'm like, oh, I don't have cockroaches, thank God, but I do have spiders. And sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be like, there's a black dot moving on my ceiling. And then it'll be like 2 a.m. I'm like,
my neighbors won't care if I just do like a quick little vacuum, right? grab it over.
But it's like 30 seconds and that stops. So I'm like, okay. I'll be like, what is she vacuuming for 30 seconds? That's
crazy. What are you going to do? Knock on your door?
You'd be like, hello, could you not vacuum anymore? What's happening?
Okay. I've been driving lots and lots of times.
Okay.
On the freeway. And a spider goes down to the steering wheel. I'm like, what the fuck?
And you're like, I'm going to get into a car accident. That happened to me recently.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone with my mom. And I was like, Mom, spider, oh my God. I'm like, I hope you're enjoying this audio because what the fuck, there's a spider in my car. Oh my God. And it was, and then. But
it's so jarring. It's so unexpected.
And you're just like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm like, so that's why there's spider webs all over my car. They just follow me everywhere. Inside my car.
It happened with the bee once too.
No.
Windows down. Don't leave your windows down on the freeway. I don't know why this was the case.
Yeah,
it was hot. Mm-hmm. I had a 80s Nissan at the time. It was a long time ago. It flew into my window and stung my neck.
That's the worst place to be stung.
I had never been stung before. I thought a rock had hit me. I thought I was bleeding out. I was fine.
It's just a bee, but
it was just a bee.
I'm glad you're okay. I've never knocked on wood. I've never been stung.
I'm not okay, but thank you.
Yeah, you seem.
Thank you. I am shaking a lot, but that's not because I'm afraid of bees and spiders.
It's a little cold in here.
It's freezing.
So the Arctic. We're both like. She's like, "Do you want a coat?" I'm like, "I don't know why I wore shorts today. I regret it."
I've been drinking coffee all day too.
You're like, oh, you're, and that too. You're also just like, I'm wired as hell. Okay, so back to horror movies.
Horror movies.
What was the first horror movie or movie in general to scare you?
Chucky.
Okay.
I mean, Child's Play.
Child's Play, yeah.
But the figure Chucky scared me. I was 3 years old and I used to sneak out of bed and go behind the couch and watch whatever anyone else was watching.
Uh-huh.
And this time it was my grandmother by herself having a little drink and a smoke.
Okay, grandma.
Yeah. Watching Child's Play by herself at midnight.
Okay.
And whew.
You got some cool grandparents.
She was. It was usually Kevin Costner movies, but this time it was Child's Play. She had to go to a video store and rent it, you know?
Yeah.
She's...
She's like, I'm saving this one for later.
It's not just streaming. Like, it takes a lot of effort
for
her to go to the store.
Yeah, she's like, this seems fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to save this one for later. I'm going to watch, you know, something like this.
And I was Chucky. Maybe it was, I don't know. I was Chucky's height.
Okay.
Maybe there's something about that.
Yeah, we're at the same, you're at eye level.
Yeah.
Then, like, my grandparents, it was like Gunsmoke or, like, Shirley Temple.
Also very scary.
I mean,
did you ever watch Beanie and Cecil?
What's Beanie and Cecil?
It's about a boy and the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
It was a cartoon that came out a little while after Bitty Boop. But I figured since you were so familiar with old-timey cartoons, that
I'm
you
not.
Might know that
it's
one.
Just my grandparents were old as shit.
Yeah.
So that was like I don't have any anymore. They're all gone.
I like that we were always limited to that collection. Like whatever 11 videos your grandparents had is what you watched.
Yeah.
So for my grandmother, it was like Dances with Wolves 100 times.
Okay. I don't think they never made me watch any of this stuff. It was always just like, oh, my grandpa was always watching some old show that was in black and white. I don't know who it was. I don't know.
Some guy
probably dead now. Who knows? But yeah. So that go back. What did you say that scared you? The ADHD went high. Nice to meet you. The ADHD in me went crazy, especially with the Betty Boop thing. I had to make sure that I
Child's Play.
Thank you.
I mean,
that's where we went.
The first horror movie I'd seen, and at the time I had a shelf full of stuffed animals.
Yes,
and so I think that I don't know, could have been in the start of the insomnia as a child, just staring at all of my dolls, wondering which one would come alive.
You're like, that one.
Yeah. And I did have a Teddy Rupskin.
Okay.
Rupskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
And it played any cassette. So okay. I would play the Beetlejuice soundtrack. And that got a little scary because it would.
It's coming out of a bear.
It's coming out of a bear going.
Wait, is that what those? I never knew what those toys were. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a cassette player in the back of a bear.
What the fuck?
And the bear would talk to you and tell you stories.
Okay. It was like an anime. You know on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
How they heard of it? Heard of it? There's the one sketch with Dan Aykroyd, like in like the first season or second season. So I was playing around the holidays. It's like, oh, here are gifts you can get for the kids, like bag of glass.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's like, oh, chainsaw teddy bear. What were the eight? Like, was that 70s, 80s, 90s? Like, what the fuck with the toys?
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy concept for a toy.
It's a scary like, teddy bear.
Yeah. Teddy bear. What if we just put, but it just seems like a random combination. Like, as random combination, like what I'm, not necessarily scary, but just random.
Yeah. Like the Easy Bake Oven. You really could have burned someone's house down with that.
Yeah. I wonder if, did anybody die from the Easy
Bake Oven? I wouldn't be surprised if the Freddy Krueger gloves had real knives on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. You know what else is fun? Well, kind of. I was like, oh, do you want to do the pod?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And you're like, I already have a movie. Like, I don't need to see the list. I got one.
Yeah.
And you picked?
Intruder.
Specifically?
Specifically from 1989. It used to be called Night Crew.
Okay. Which
makes
sense. There's
so much fun trivia about this movie.
Yes.
People call it a stupid slasher. It's not. It's so much more than that.
So for those of you who haven't seen it, how would you describe this to somebody?
Ugh. Small town grocery store. Bodies start flying.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The whole movie, I'd never seen this before. I watched it twice because the first note I wrote, very slow.
No way.
It was really slow. Like, but it got faster the second time I watched it. But the first time I was like, some of the people start dying. Like, I need something to. But then I saw it as a stage play.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a stage show with the harsh lighting, the spotlights.
You mean the gorgeous lighting?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I mean, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, the harsh, say, what did I say? No, but like it felt like it should be a stage show.
I could see that.
And it could easily, like, transition, or, like, it felt like it was, like, filmed for stage, and then they put it on as a Tubi movie.
It was originally filmed on 8mm.
Okay.
By Scott Spiegel, the Raimi brothers, mm-hmm. and Bruce Campbell all together. They grew up in the same area, and they filmed it when they were fucking around making 8mm.
Yeah.
And then after the success of Evil Dead, they're like, oh, you know what fun movie we could make? Night Crew.
Yeah, which I think it should have stayed that title.
Yes. I totally agree. Yeah.
Because Intruder doesn't make sense.
You know what happened is the okay, won't reveal the secret.
Sorry, won't reveal the secret. The fog machine got mad.
The production company got
it crushes every time. It's never bombed except for earlier when it didn't go off. And then we were like, wow, it went off. And then, oh.
I know it's there and it really makes me laugh. the production company got absorbed by Paramount.
Mm.
And then Paramount decided that to make marketing easier for them, they thought Intruder was a more marketable like slasher film name. It's not, because there are like eight other films called Intruder.
Yeah.
On Amazon right now. And that's interesting because that's what happens in the movie is this small town grocery store is closing down. They have to sell it to the city. This is about not being able to let go of the past for fear of a worse future. This is about
nostalgia.
Holding on.
Nostalgia.
Yes. This is about abuse of power. But it is. Well, okay. In the beginning. There's this storyline in the movie where the ex-boyfriend of the store cashier is stalking her. He can't let go. Also, the grocery store is shutting down, which was a decision made by the majority shareholder owner, not the minority shareholder owner. Mm. He can't let go of the store. He's crazy about the store. The first customer in line is an old, old man named Mr. Abernathy. Mm-hmm. He is actually an old, old character actor that used to be in the Three Stooges. Not one of the Stooges, but a character actor in the Three Stooges show.
Yeah.
And he's annoyed by the conversation of the like young checkout girls, and then all the groceries in his bag falls out, and then he's annoyed by the people that are walking by him, and he says his line from Three Stooges that he says all the time apparently in that series, like hold hands, you love birds, and
I love that.
And that guy was born in 1914.
Oh my god,
he was an orphan.
Okay, then, Rain Man, Jesus.
And then a train car hobo. That's what they were called in the 1914s. Then rode trains all the way out to Los Angeles and became an actor and became a regular in Three Stooges and then was a character actor in this movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Here I was. I'm like, this silly old man dropped his groceries.
Dropped his groceries.
Like, he did that on purpose because he's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's.
Because he can't let go of the past. And there's so many details. Like, the TV guide at the checkout stand said, is TV getting better or worse? Like, this movie is full of, like, these very particular little details and jokes. And it's just so much fun.
I need to rewatch it a third time, I fear.
Watch it 5 times.
Yeah, I think I need to watch it that many times. The first time I watched it, late at night, and I was like, why is it so slow?
Okay, about the slowness, I never thought it.
like the first kill doesn't happen until like 30 minutes in.
But every kill is foreshadowed.
Yeah.
Visually. Oh. Every kill, the exact way they die is foreshadowed before they kill. And then, they get into a scrap with Craig. Because Craig is going after the checkout store girl, Jennifer, the way any ex would when, you know, she gave him a really good hand job. He can't let go.
He's obsessed.
He's like, I have to see you again.
Yeah.
And a fight ensues. And they throw him out of the store. Mm-hmm. And then you see this shot where his reflection on the outside of the store is reflected against, like, the mob of store employees. Oh. And it's in the order of how they die.
What the fuck? I gotta watch this, like, 9 times to get that. That's amazing. That's why we have you. Oh, my God.
And before anyone, like, argues with that, it's, please, because in a line, no, but they're standing in 2 rows. So the first row, it's Linda, Renee Estevez, Charlie Sheen, and Emilio Estevez's sister.
Yeah.
Who was in Sleepaway Camp 2. She dies first. Then the manager, the owner.
Yeah.
Dies second.
I'm looking up people's faces.
And then... I have notes, but
Amazing.
I think I can get it.
I think you can.
I think I can get it. And then it's, I think if it's not Ted Raimi, whose character I really loved, then it was the beer fridge. Oh yeah, it's Ted Raimi. Then in the back row behind those people, then it's beer fridge Tim, and then it's lover boy Dave. But the killer's reflection brushes over all those people's reflection. There's so many like visual clues.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
That's amazing. It's also smart. It's like, but you don't, the first time you don't see that, maybe the second time. But how many times have you seen this movie?
You're like twice. A handful.
You're like twice.
No. Like twice recently.
Yeah.
I first saw it 10 years ago on a date, and we had the same kind of movie sensibility, but no sexual chemistry. So we watched the movie all the way through. There was like no making
you're
out.
Like, we're not touching.
We're watching this.
Yeah.
And then, but I loved it so much, and I was bartending at the time, so I'd throw it on at work. People hated it. They did not want to see that gore. But
yeah.
So I'd mostly seen it without the sound.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I like it so much, because people hate the acting, apparently. Watching it with the sound made me love it more.
Okay. I wrote something about the sound. Well, one, it sounds like they took scores from just a bunch of different horror movies that came before and were like, what if we put them all together? But again, where it comes off as a stage play, what film for every like beat in the whole movie has a full fucking orchestra? Like strings, you have some, but you can't tell. This one, it's like, no, they clearly have like they're like sitting and they're watching the movie and they're doing like, you can, it's just, it was it's impressive. Like,
it's aggressive synth.
Yeah, it's the whole time.
And a theremin at one point.
And you're just like it works, but it's also like some of the moments are like, this didn't need that sound at all. You could have just had silent. I think, which one was it? I don't think I wrote it down. She, or some like guys being like dragged away, and it's like, da, 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 da. And I'm like, it's not that big of a, serious.
Wait, hold on. It's not that big of a deal when someone's being dragged away a miter saw.
No, but it wasn't the miter saw part though. It wasn't like a horror, like it was just like a normal part. And I was I was like, why are we using this sound for that?
Oh, yeah.
It was just stuff like that where I was like, I feel like this would be more powerful. It was just like silent. I just had him kind of like, oh. But nah, let's add more sound. You know what? More sound. I want more. I want it to be no silence. I thought film was that when I first started in film school. No, not film school. Film school, I got better. High school, when I was making like short films, I was like, every second has to have a sound. Everything has to have music. And it's like, you don't need to do that. Sound is also powerful.
They took it to the max, but this was 1989.
Yeah. Oh, but also so good.
Like local commercials had sound like that.
Yeah. But it was still good. Like, I'm not saying it's bad. Like, it's still very good.
Please.
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 Yeah.
Please.
It's very good. I was like,
this is really aggressive for this one scene specifically. And it stays aggressive the whole time.
And it's like, even when it's something like not aggressive, you're like, cereal falls. You're like, it's just cereal. Or is it?
Or is it?
But it foreshadows.
Right? When he's fucking with them by knocking the detergent boxes off of the shelf.
Okay.
And then, you know, he's like, oh, can you throw me? He thinks it's Bub, and he's like, oh, will you throw me my knife?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't take the sheath off. It cuts him. And then scary things happen.
But
this movie is so demented, too.
It is.
The killer uses a severed head as a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. That also... Or just anything he uses, like the bottle hitting him, or you know, the girl using the bottle to hit somebody. It's like a thunk. Like it's clearly
hollow mm-hmm. and plastic. And there's no, like, the sound design doesn't exist with that. They got soundtrack. Got it down.
Yeah.
Like, sound design doesn't exist. Who is she? Doesn't know.
No.
It, when they hit with the severed head, yeah. it sounds so fake. And it's, obviously it's fake. Obviously it's fake. I know, shocking. But, you know, you're like, oh, I'm expecting, like, some type of, like, a harder sound. And it's just, like, this most, like, thud. There's like this is the softest thud, and you're just like, I guess the head is just like
maybe he scooped it out.
Maybe he hollowed out the head.
He scooped it out.
Crazy, crazy. So fun though.
It's so fun. Yeah, that bottle. She hits him in the head with the bottle, and it just dun, and then it falls on the ground and
it goes dun, dun.
And breaks into 1,000 little glass pieces.
Yeah, and you're like. It would have made like a ting. Like it would have made here. I got it.
Yeah. Here.
I did Foley. I did Foley. No, but like it would still you were to hit I'll hit myself in the head. Like it would make that sound, right? That's not hard. It's just my head. It's fine. I'm fine. but like you would hear something, you know? Like it's
I know.
Like that's harder. But it sounded like it was so like that's clearly the plastic one that they hit with for you know stunts and then we bring in the real thing.
yeah. There's a few of those. Like so at one point, the killer takes out a knife before mm-hmm. he kills Joe, mm-hmm. and it sounds like a medieval sword coming out of a sheath. It's like fling.
Yeah, that's in horror. It's wild. If you have a knife or something sharp on screen, you have to have that unsheathing sound or your brain won't think that there's a knife on screen. So when they were in the phone booth at the end mm-hmm. and he pulls out a knife, you don't actually hear the knife. So it's like the first time I watched it, I didn't see there was a knife. The second time I was like, oh, I didn't even realize he had a knife in the phone booth.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear the sound. We're so trained that it's like if we don't hear it, we don't see it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Fascinating.
It's so fascinating. They use a lot of obvious like horror tropes.
Yeah.
Like they do the psycho shot, mm-hmm. which is mandatory.
Of course.
For a slasher.
You got it. They do the I wrote it because it made me giggle. I really loved thought it added to it cinematically. The POV shot from the carts.
Yeah. Those are so good. There's POV shots from everything in this movie.
Yeah.
There's POV shots from the like bottom of the phone.
Yeah.
There's a wastebasket POV. In the end, the camera goes into Elizabeth Cox's mouth.
Yeah.
When there's a scream. It goes into her scream. I love it.
Yeah. Well, wait, the ending. Let's jump around to the end.
Okay. Let's jump around.
Jump around. Mm-hmm. That made me so mad.
Why?
That made me so mad. I was like, no, what? And then I watched it again. I'm like, maybe it was wrong. Because you watch a movie once, you're like, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. And then I watched it again. I was like, what the fuck? He gets away with it.
That's what happens when a lady tries to get help. Right?
She shouldn't ask for help. I was like, that's why you double tap. That's why you make sure the killer's actually dead.
Yeah, she never double tapped. I do think it's funny that the her abusive ex-boyfriend Craig, who punches her in the face.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a punch point of view. Like there's a fist point of view. That whole fight scene is crazy.
There's a lot. I need to go back and rewatch this like right now because there's so much stuff that you're bringing up that I'm like, I want to witness this again because there's so many like tiny things. It's keep going.
Well, so many tiny things. Like every time someone there's a close up on the knife. There's someone's reflection in it. They do so much with reflection.
Yeah,
because
they want you to reflect on yourself.
They want you to reflect. I forgot what I was saying. That's fine. Who cares?
I don't care. The ending.
Yeah. Craig, who punches her in the face in mm-hmm. the beginning, tries to help her in the end.
Yeah.
He's the red herring, right? Everyone thinks it's Craig because he's creepy. He's stalking her. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get into the store.
Yeah.
All of the employees are trying to push him out.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's Bill Hicks. I think the other owner. He loved the store so much that he had. It's the classic. I loved her, so I had to kill her.
Yeah,
right.
But also, you're killing everybody in the store, but not the store. Wouldn't you kill the store? Wouldn't you kill?
Oh, set it on fire?
Yeah,
why would you? He loves the store.
But why would you kill everybody in the store?
Because he loves them. Just like what, see, and then Craig was like going, he was trying to save Jennifer. It's so hard to remember all these
names.
There's
so many names. The fact that you're like, that you're not like this bitch, this other bitch, I respect you for that.
Craig's trying to save Jennifer because he's like, if anyone's going to kill her, it's me.
Oh, totally.
Like, you don't get to kill her. I've been stalking her for months.
Yeah.
So he swoops in because he really wants to kill her deep down. He loves her.
Okay, I want to be the one to do the bidding.
Yeah. And then they do not make it. They do not. The cops come. Yeah. Bruce Campbell's one of the cops.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And they practice police brutality.
Just real quick, police brutality.
Yeah, because guess who's holding the knife when they arrive? They're like, you did it.
Clearly, it's you. You have the knife.
Yeah, and they won't listen to them.
And she's a woman. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
No.
So it's like, obviously it's her.
But it's kind of set up through the whole movie. Like, the amount of times people say they tried to call the cops, I tried to call the cops. Mm-hmm. It's set up from the beginning that, like, these aren't reliable
people. Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Like, two Keystone cops show up in the beginning.
Yeah.
Two actors from the TV series Green Acres.
Sure.
Bumbling, stupid.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, everything's fine. He hit her in the face. And she's like,
I'm fine. I'm good. Don't worry. Hey, don't worry about me. You should go. You know what? You go. I'm going to be fine. Her eye's bleeding.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that.
Her head was bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
From her face.
Yeah.
Head was bleeding. Dave. Her coworker who swoops in, who has a big crush on her. They make out on the checkout stand.
Hell yeah, Dave.
And then Tim. Pervs on them from the beer fridge. He's like, did you see his face when he did that? He was like, ooh.
What are you doing? You're just like, what are you? Tim.
Great.
I mean, understandable, you know?
Yeah. And he's had six beers. He showed him, like, throwing empty cans around.
Did you count them?
That's a good question because I've brought up a lot of creepy details. No, I didn't count.
Okay.
I'm going to guess six.
Okay. You said it with a lot of confidence. I was like, that's a specific number.
Oh, yeah.
I just dropped down. Really loved one part that made me laugh was when Bill, the killer, he has the severed head in one hand and a sandwich in the other.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in the sandwich. So he's like throwing the head. And
here comes fucking Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Going down. Yeah. And he's retelling a story that he told in the lunchroom at the beginning of the movie. He told that story. He says that when he was a volunteer fire, because the people don't trust the cops.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, right. Cops are just as bad as the firefighters. Totally. He's like, hey, don't disparage firefighters.
Yeah.
This is what happened. And then he tells the story about his coworker finding a severed head after an accident, but not letting go of his lunch.
Yeah.
And that room looked a lot like the alien break room to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. His position. I don't know if that was intentional.
I mean, it's just a stark white room, and felt like it was kind of alien-esque.
And the camera moves so much in this. Like, even when they're at the break room table, like, it was like panning over everyone's faces, moving. I found that exciting.
Eerie.
Yeah.
Spooky. I want to watch this now. Are you making me want to, like, go home and watch it again?
And the gore. We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, do you have a favorite kill?
Of course.
Which one?
You know, like, I know the big kill is the miter saw kill.
Yeah.
But my favorite kill when I first watched this was was Bub, He's kind of the stoner stock boy. Mm-hmm. And oh no.
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 Scratch it.
Scratch it. My favorite kill is Joe. Joe is Ted Raimi, and he's not even supposed to work there that day.
Okay.
Because they're like, "What are you doing here today?" And he's like, oh,
"I'm not supposed
working.
To be here. I'm not supposed to be here."
He's
yeah.
He's just like the like a doofy. I don't know if he's even doing a job that needs to be done, but he's like in the basement cutting fruit, mm-hmm. and he's listening to the same song over and over again. Do, 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 do.
As we do.
Do, 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 do.
They probably are like, we only have one song that we bought. We have to get our money's worth out of this. It was so expensive.
Yeah, I think it was made for somewhere around $100,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Total.
We only get one song.
And it was just the silliest one.
Yeah.
You know. And then the killer, you know, just slams him in the back of the head and cuts his headphones in half.
Ooh.
And then as he's dragging his body away, it's the same song but slower.
Same song but slower.
It's still playing, and I appreciated that.
I like
yeah.
it.
Do you have a favorite kill?
Which one did I write down? Oh, this one, I don't know why I wrote this one, but I do like this. I think I wrote another one. This is the one I'm seeing right now. Under favorite kill, I don't remember his name. You will as soon as I say it. You're great with names. His head gets smashed into one of those like paper.
That's the manager.
Manager.
Yeah. His
and then I just thought it was like clever because that's stuff you would find at a grocery store, like in the office. Mm-hmm. But it's like the paper. You know when. Like you have like sticky notes or whatever, and you're like, oh, I'm done with this, and you put it on like a sharp
ticket spike.
Ticket spike, yeah. But he uses that as a little, you know, stabby. But then his hand hits like a calculator that has like the receipt on it, and it just goes. And I was like, that's so dumb. But it's like even in death, he's still working. You know?
Yeah.
Accounting forever. I just kind of like that. It was just like a little detail. That's not the best kill. I wrote another one down. I swear to God I did.
What I was about to say is I really liked when Bub gets pulled through the beer fridge.
Yes.
And it's not even the kill in the beer fridge because Tim is the beer stalker and he just gets stabbed through the stomach and the beer cans. I don't know how big that knife was because then the beer cans behind him also start foaming. So it's just blood and foam everywhere. Which was really fun.
You're like, I want more blood and foam.
Yeah.
More blood and foam. What else did I write? I think that was the only one I wrote down. I thought I wrote down more.
And
maybe I blacked out.
And they have all these little jokes with all the kills, right? Like,
yeah.
When Jennifer starts discovering all the bodies, like she sees Randy, who's the butcher, that's Ted Raimi, and he ends up on a meat hook. But I don't know. The manager, the killer.
Yeah.
Is out there moving bodies around
as
to
we
fuck
do.
With people.
Because why not?
And his body ends up in two different trash cans with a big sign that says half off. And like, that's just,
you're just
silly
stuff like
fun.
That. It's just silly. Have you ever worked at a grocery store?
No.
Okay.
Never. I did work in a bar.
Okay.
For a long time. And I did consider a lot of the hazards that could come with working in a bar.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know this, but those metal pour spouts on the alcohol can be really sharp if you hit them at the right angle.
Yeah.
So that's a straight up stigmata.
Oh, totally.
Through your hand.
Totally.
You could get crushed by a keg.
Yeah.
You get a deadly STD from your coworker because they're all fucking.
They're always fucking. Always.
They're all fucking.
I worked at a grocery store for a total of 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first job ever. And I worked at the bakery section. And I had to wake up at like 3 a.m.
Oh, no.
And everybody there was like old. and had kids. I was the youngest person on staff. I was like maybe 18. I had just dropped out of college. And I was like, I just need a job right now.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be around people my own age. I can't hear about somebody's like back hurting and like, oh, my kids. And I was like, I need to be around people my own age. And then I was like, what if I went and scooped ice cream instead? So then I had my mom quit for me at the...
Your mom quit for you?
Yeah. But they were crazy. And also, I understand team bonding and shit, mm-hmm. but every day they're like, we're going to have a team meeting. Okay. Everybody huddle. Ready? We're going to have a team phrase every day. We're going to woo. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just let me go do my job and then I can leave.
That's what happens being in a place like that for 50, 60 hours a week. All your shoes are non-slip.
It's like a cult.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? The people who I was working with, now that I think about it, they might have been like 20. But I was like, you guys are ancient, but it's just because they're putting on the persona because they seem like they've been there that long.
Yeah.
But they just are becoming.
You smell like anything you work with.
Yeah. But no, yeah. It was so, like, the bread slicer was terrified to chop my finger off, was terrified. Still am. I don't even work there anymore.
Did you use the bread slicer? Did you get trained on it?
They were starting to train me on it, and then I was like, I quit. I was like, my mom, she handed in my stuff for me. She's like, my daughter quit. I can't do it. I was like, in the car, I was like, Mom, I literally can't. She's like, you have to. I'm like, I literally can't. I cannot walk in there. And still to this day, when I go home, I'm like, we can't go to this one grocery store. They don't remember me. They don't remember me. I don't remember them. But I'm like, for the off chance that someone's like, you worked here for 3 days and your mom quit for you. No, don't do that.
I bet they would remember.
Yeah, do you remember? They know. They probably were like, do you remember that one girl who worked here for a couple of days and her uniform was just in like a loose bag with a note that said, hey, I can't work for you anymore.
They retire it. They put it on the wall. Like,
retired number. That's, I'm a legend.
That's a bold, I'd like to get, I wish I had a day job now so I can have my mom come quit for me. That's kind of cool. You got a liaison come in.
Right?
You're like, I can't bother.
I can't bother. I can't. I was like, I'm having a panic attack at home just thinking about it. I'm like, I can't fucking do this, Mom. I can't do this. What if you had to defend yourself at a grocery store, what unique thing would you try to grab?
Like borax or something.
Okay.
Or like some kind of something I
like
can.
Like a poison?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah.
Like classic woman goes to poison someone.
You're like, I need to get close. I need to put that. Yeah. I need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they would too. Cause I have that mentality where I think if I was in danger, we'd get really close.
Yeah. And we'd then fall. We'd fall in love.
Yeah.
And then,
we'd fall in love.
And then I'd get you. I'd get you. Yeah. I was thinking about that and I was like, even now, I'll be like, oh, this will be a fun thing to ask. And then I don't think about it till I'm on the spot. And I'm like, what would I use? Because a knife, you could go get a knife from it, but it's like, that's not fun.
There were a lot of knives.
There were.
In this movie.
But
fun. The kills are creative.
Yeah. Jar of pickles or something.
Jar of pickles.
Right? And get like one of those like big jars of pickles.
Yeah, Costco size.
Yeah, but it's like glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just... When it hits just a nice hollow sound.
Dunk.
It goes dunk.
Bounces
shatters.
Off.
Bounces off the walls and then shatters. So they're like, that's what did it? Or it doesn't shatter. And that's the joke the whole time is that it doesn't shatter. And then on the last second, it does. But it's just when someone taps and they're like, what the fuck? That was supposed to shatter so many times.
A confusing jar of pickles.
Yeah, that's what I want. It does numbers and it takes people down.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, it won't break. Until you like blow on it and then it's like, whoa, it exploded.
That would drive someone crazy.
Yeah.
And then they'd leave you alone working on that pickle problem.
They're like, hey, could you figure this out? I was trying to kill you, but like, this is stressing me the fuck out. Could you figure this out for me? Yikes.
Do you like pickles?
No. I wish I did. I want to.
Yeah.
But I can't get behind them.
I get that. That's fine. More pickles for the people that like them.
Exactly. I'm always like, do you want me?
I do.
Okay.
And
well,
I do.
When we go out to eat, you get my pickles.
Thank you.
I won't even ask. I'll just hand them to you.
I
Here's some loose pickles. It's a pocket full of pickles.
Thank you.
Okay, is it a pickle?
Pickles for the people.
That's what I do. Pickles for the people. Got pockets full of pickles. Everyone's like, are you peeing yourself? You're like, no, it's just pickle juice in my, it's just a pocket full of pickles.
You know what? I think it is because I worked in a bar for so long and we're all such alcoholics that I drink pickle juice to avoid a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does that help?
Yeah. Oh. It's really like the electrolytes. I don't know what helps. It's not.
It's truly. You don't need to be doing that. It actually doesn't do anything. It actually makes it worse. But
it's truly not binge drinking helps.
Binge drink that I thought you were saying binge drinking does help.
Oh yeah,
it does help.
It sort of, yeah, it helps some. Yeah,
that whole thing. Do you have a favorite aisle at the grocery store? I ask the hard hitting questions here on Katie and Brady. No, because it's the bakery section, obviously. That's the best section.
That's fun. You get to see all the different breads. The pretzel bread.
Cookies.
You're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like pretzel bread?
Pretzel bread's pretty good. Pretty solid. The entire beer section in Wisconsin. Holy shit. There's this one grocery store called Woodman's.
I've been. My husband's from Wisconsin.
So you know Woodman's.
I do know Woodman's. I've never seen.
Have you seen the alcohol wing?
Yeah.
It's a wing. Yeah. It's an entire wing. It's a full, like, it's a Walmart, but it's just, it's awesome. The lighting is terrible in it. And it feels like you're, like, kind of in, like, the back rooms.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
with the beaded curtains.
It's like a dream. It's like, it doesn't feel quite real, Woodman's. And it's just, it's open 24/7 and you can just go and they have everything. They literally have everything.
A lot of free thinkers out in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're fucking great there.
Yeah.
I love Woodman's. They're the best. Woodman's, sponsor me, please. That would honestly be great. I would sob if they sponsored me. I love Woodman's. I'd wear a Woodman's shirt. That actually would be adorable. They have a cute little smile.
Okay.
They're cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, great.
You should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
I'll bring some Woodman's cheese. I've never seen so much cheese in a grocery.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Than Woodman's.
Yeah, Woodman's, yeah. You're like, I didn't know this much aisles. Cheese existed. Oh, yeah.
And aisles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And aisles.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's great. It's the best.
It's fun.
You're like, there's so much food here. No wonder everyone here is fat. And it's like, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother-in-law greets me with a cheese plate every time.
Yeah. Oh, do you want, can I fix you something?
Yeah.
Potato salad.
Yeah.
Oh, you hungry?
Paul and Barb, how are you doing? How was your flight?
Oh, do you want a Dally bar? Have you heard of a Dally bar?
No.
My grandma would say, do you want a Dally bar?
What's a Dally bar?
I don't fucking know it. I've never seen a Dally bar because I don't want one. I don't know.
Oh, you've never been curious?
I don't want one. No. I don't want it. I don't want it. I knew I wasn't going to like it.
If you have a Dally bar, send one into the show.
It's some type of like baked good. I'm going to look it up. It's not even like Dally bar.
Dally bar.
But do you have a favorite aisle at the grocery store?
I shop at the Trader Joe's, the kookiest of stores. The store that's trying to be a neighborhood store because we don't have them anymore. Because of what happened in this movie.
Oh.
All the neighborhood grocery stores shut down.
No.
And replacement. For stores trying to be a neighborhood store. I like
Dolly Bar. Why was she saying like Daily Bar?
She's from Wisconsin. They do things their own way. My mother-in-law says a piece of work, like a compliment. And maybe that's originally how that was meant to be.
That's a Dolly Bar.
That looks delicious.
Dolly Bar.
That looks like a cookie brownie.
It was like there's coconut, there's a bunch of nuts. There's a graham cracker. Yeah, I would not have wanted to eat that. I still don't want to eat that. But
do you like cookies?
I do, but I don't want all that shit. I just want a chocolate chip cookie.
That's true.
I don't need the shit.
I get that. So I've been avoiding the question what my favorite aisle is.
Because you don't know or because you're going to say something controversial.
I'm fast in the grocery store.
Okay, you just go. Around. You don't have a favorite.
No, I like looking at all the
crazy snacks.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Yeah. So that'd be the chip aisle.
Chip. I love the chip aisle too.
I have tortilla chips in my house at all times.
No.
So that'd be the one.
Okay.
Yeah. We get two bags at a time.
Yeah. Because you
keep them in rotation. You can't be caught without tortilla chips.
Because someone's gonna bring salsa, and you're like, "Do you have chips?" And you're like, "No."
Yeah. Yeah. Salsa, guac.
Have you ever had Pasquale's chips?
No. Wait, are they the ones from Orange County? That's a different one.
They're only in Wisconsin. That's why I was like, they're sold at Woodman's. I thought you might know. but they have like this like spice on them, and they're really good. But yeah, they're
I'll try them.
Yeah,
I'll try them this winter. I'll be there.
Wait, when?
I'm flying there on the 24th.
Okay. How long?
A few days. Are you going to be there? Yeah. Are you going to be near Madison?
I live there.
Okay. We're going to be there at the same time.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go to Woodman's.
Let's go
to Woodman's and kill some people.
We're going to have our own. We're going to film. And it's just going to be like the quality is going to be garbage. But we're actually going to read this whole podcast in Woodman's. But it's just going to be my phone. We're just going to pick an aisle and just do this whole thing in a Woodman's aisle. We could probably get away with it because everybody works there. Nobody works there.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird shit happens in Woodman's, but we love them.
Is there a police chase going on?
What is happening outside?
Right behind the wall?
Audio is picking us up. He got on the PA.
No, the last time I was here, my car got like, it was cornered in by a bunch of cop cars. And I was like, I need to get to my car. And I was like, hi. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? You're blocking my car. I want to leave.
And then they arrest you and the killer gets away. That's not upsetting to me. I like that.
I was like, no, I know it's not every ending has to be happy, but I was just like, ugh, what do you mean? What do you mean? No.
And he opens his eyes. In the booth. He'd been stabbed a lot.
Yeah, and he's like, there's a bunch of bodies inside. And you're like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That means he's in cahoots with the cops.
Never trust a cop.
Yeah.
Look at that.
See? Get out of here.
Get out of here. Go and get. So we are slowly wrapping up here. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts on the movie? We feel covered a lot, but I'm like, what else?
I didn't mention that the visual effects team like went on to make every movie after this.
It's Greg Nicotero.
Yeah.
He also directed The Walking Dead.
Yes.
And he's an awesome human. I am kind of friends with him, so he's cool.
Amazing.
Flex, sorry. No, but he's a gem. He's a gem of a human. Yeah.
He did the effects on the stage. I could just say anything. No,
you could say, he did the effects. I'm not real. Thank you. The problem is when the smoke happens, and we do the editing, it'll go on whoever's talking. So it's like, what is it? But
don't mind me. I'm just smoking.
Just smoking. Yeah. What out of 10?
9.
Nine.
I give it 9 stabs.
9 stabs.
I might give it 10. I think horror movies are judged harshly.
Yeah.
I think that this was so much fun. I think that the characters were all unique and exciting and fun to watch. All the kills were creative. It's about more than just teens in a store.
Yeah.
Even if it was just teens in a store, who cares?
It is more than that. It is. Don't hate me. I do want to watch it again, but this is after watching it 2 times.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a 6 right now.
Yeah.
But it probably will go up because you said there's so much lore to it. And I'm literally sitting here like questioning like everything that I just watched because there's so much more backstory to it. And I'm like, I want to watch it again. So I'm watching it again.
Watch it 10 more times.
Yeah. It got quicker. First time I watched it, I was like, this is dragging. Oh, my God. Second time, I'm like, okay, it does move. It's just the first time I was like, let's go. I needed some, and you gotta hook me in a little bit. They're like, no, it's because they're setting everything up. And I was like,
Where's the killing? I want to see the bodies fall. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Anyways, so this is the time of the show where you plug yourself.
Oh, well, I'm Amber Easton, and you can follow me at Ambeeston everywhere. I have a monthly show at the Improv called LA versus Transplants with Kayla Hardy. And later on, I want to do an art show with comedy over at Cat Bing Circus in Echo Park.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I don't know the date, but I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be so fun.
I'm excited.
And if you want to make a horror movie ever, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to an abandoned grocery store.
Let's start killing people.
Let's kill.
Who needs a camera? Let's just start killing people. Who needs permission?
There's two people over there.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Stabby stab stab. We're not done yet. I also almost forgot to ask you, were you afraidy or not afraidy?
Oh, the first time I saw this movie, I was afraidy to watch all of the scenes all the way through.
Got it.
It is gory. And not even as gory as they were going to make it, because the MPAA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They ruined everything.
They were like, cut it out. But if I watched it a second time and not afraidy.
Yeah.
Were you afraidy? Ever?
No.
Probably not. No. You're so brave.
I'm numb.
You're a bravey.
I'm numb. I'm not afraidy. I'm just numb. And yeah, be nummy. No, I don't like that. But yeah, Amber, thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you to our lovely people for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz on Katie Afraidy on YouTube, Instagram. We also have a Patreon. If you want extended episodes, we would love to see you there. Every dollar does help. So thank you for the people who are on the Patreon right now. We're small but mighty. Thank you. And then, you know, you've been here all day. We like to give shitty advice or good based on the movie. And we don't think of it till right now. So I guess my advice is let it go. It's okay to let go and move on. It's hard, but sometimes it's okay to let go and move on.
My advice is if you're about to lose your business, don't kill your employees.
Yeah.
Don't kill everyone you work with.
Yeah. It's going to suck.
Then who else is there?
Yeah.
Then who else is there to kill?
Yeah. Wow. And on that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
Bye.
I just want to do it one more time. Toot toot scoot. We did it.
Yay. We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Filmcraft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Send you a squad car? Yeah.